It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 1st, 2021. Today is the birthday of Irish brewer and philanthropist Sir Benjamin Guinness, born in 1798 in Dublin. He was a grandson of Arthur Guinness Sr., who had bought the St. James Gate Brewery in 1759. Young Benjamin joined his father in the business in his late teens without attending university, and from 1839 he took sole control of the business within the family. From 1855, when his father died, Guinness had become the richest man in Ireland, having built up a huge export trade and by continually enlarging his brewery. As a part of the brewery expansion and to ensure deliveries, he invested in the new Irish railway companies of the 1840s. By 1867, the firm owned 86,000 pounds worth of Irish railway stock, worth over 135 million pounds in current values. In 1851, he was elected the first Lord Mayor of Dublin under the Reformed Corporation. In 1863, he was made an Honorary Doctor of Laws by Trinity College Dublin, and on April 15, 1867, was created a baronet. Guinness was elected to the House of Commons in 1865 as a Conservative representative for Dublin City, serving until his death. Previously, he had supported the Liberal Lord Palmerston, but in the 1860s, the Liberals proposed higher taxes on beer, and that was the end of that support. From 1860 to 1865, he undertook at his own expense and without hiring an architect the restoration of the city's St. Patrick's Cathedral, an enterprise that would cost him over £150,000. In 1865, the building was restored to the Dean and reopened for services on February 24th. In recognition for his generosity, he was made one of the ecclesiastical commissioners for Ireland, a governor of Simpson's Hospital, and vice chairman of the Dublin Exhibition Palace. He died the following year at his Park Lane home in London. At the time of his death, Guinness was engaged in the restoration of Archbishop Marsh's Public Library, a building which adjoins St. Patrick's Cathedral, which was finished by his son Arthur. Guinness showed his practical interest in Irish archaeology by carefully preserving the antiquarian remains existing on his large estates around Ashford Castle in County Galway, which he bought in 1855. Guinness was buried in Mount Jerome Cemetery, Dublin, in the family vault on May 27th. His personal estate, valued at £1.1 million, was probated on August 8, 1868. A bronze statue of him by John Foley was erected by the Cathedral Chapter in St. Patrick's Churchyard on the south side of the cathedral in September 1875 and was just restored in 2006. The Guinness family still owns 51% of the brewery, which enables the descendants of Old Ben to maintain control. And we believe Old Ben would be pleased with that. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 1st, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.